This is Ozarks at Large. There are Thanksgiving musical traditions. There are some who like to listen to the Turkey Song by Adam Sandler. Others make it a habit to listen to Arlo Guthrie's Alice's Restaurant on the holiday. And there are still others who may include a listener viewing of The Last Waltz in their holiday festivities. The film and soundtrack were recorded during a Thanksgiving Day concert in 1976 by the band. This week, a local tribute to The Last Waltz will be staged at George's Majestic Lounge in Fayetteville. The core of the musicians who will perform as the band include Garrett Brolin on guitar and vocals, Derek Russell on drums and vocals, Lee Zadro and Adam Becker on keyboards, Dave Gusadlo on bass, and Robert Locke on vocals. Earlier this month, Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis welcomed the group to the Furman Garner Performance Studio to give us a preview of Wednesday night's concert.
Well, your arms are empty, got nowhere to go. Come on out and see, it's a show. Well, you see saints and sinners, you see losers and winners, all kinds of people you might want to know. But once you get it, you can't quit it.
Well, you can't quit it.
But it's all God's medicine show.
Looking for the real thing, he can show you where it went.
Well, he's a young faith healer, he's a woman stealer. Well, he can cure by his command. And when the music's high, then you might have to stand to hear the Klondike Ku Klux Steamboat Band. Don't you get it? You can't quit it.
No, you can't quit it.
But it's all God's medicine show.
Well, I'd rather die happy than to not die at all. But a man is a fool if he does not heed the call. Heed this call.
He's a Miss Brer Fox with bright diamonds in her teeth. She's pure gold down underneath. Well, she's a rock and roll singer and a true dead hanger. Boy, something like you ain't ever seen. But don't you get it? Oh, you can't quit it.
No, you can't quit it.
Love it is Walcott's medicine show. Yeah, that is Walcott's medicine show. Yeah, that is Walcott's medicine show.
For those of our listeners who are not familiar with what it is, tell us briefly, what is The Last Waltz?
The Last Waltz is the band's legendary farewell concert. It took place on Thanksgiving 1976 at the Winterland in San Francisco. They invited out all their friends, and it started as a concert, and as they say, it became a celebration.
So why are y'all putting on this tribute show to The Last Waltz?
Not for money, obviously. Now we've, I think everybody here's probably wanted to do this. I know a lot of people locally have wanted to see it happen. We started kind of chatting it this summer, and then I guess we just kind of decided to go ahead and let's just do it and put together the band and get the guests in, and now we're doing it. So
how'd y'all come together as the core of the band?
Well, I chatted Garrett about it first, and then we kind of drafted in Derek.
That would be me.
And then Garrett and Derek kind of drafted in everybody else who's playing, so.
Yeah, I mean, between everyone in the air, we all play in local bands. So we just all kind of know each other through the scene and all respect the band. So it was pretty easy to get the core group of guys dedicated to try to do it, you know, so.
And you've not only got the people who are sitting at this table participating, you've got quite a few special guests involved as well, right?
We do. Right. We do. Lots of guests. Earl Kate, Ben Miller, Jeff Kearney from One House Jig. We've got Willie Carlisle, Eric and Meredith from Lost John. So it's going to be a pretty star-studded show, you know.
Jamie Lou,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And these guests are performing as the guests that
as the
would
guests
have been
in the last
waltz.
That's right. Yeah, so if you show up, you'll get to see Willie Carlisle do some Ronnie Hawkins, and Brian Martin from Sad Daddy will be doing some Van Morrison. We've got a few surprises that we'll say for the night of.
How did y'all put together that guest list, just out of curiosity? I mean, how did you decide who would be who, or did you just decide who you wanted?
That's
and
a
they
good
decided?
Question.
Okay, I guess kind of started on who we thought might do those particular songs the best. If you like with like Jeff Kearney, he's kind of got that Dr. John voice kind of going anyway, so it made sense for him to do that. But I mean, people, we initially had ideas for someone to do one song, then they asked to do something else, so we kind of moved some things around. But it really wasn't that hard on finding someone to do this particular part, you know.
Virgil Kane is a name, and I served on the Danville train. To Stoneman's Calvary came, and it tore up the tracks again. In the winter of 65, May the 10th, Richmond it fell, and it's a time I remember oh so well. The night they drove old Dixie down, and all the bells were ringing. The night they drove old Dixie down, and all the people were singing. They went na 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 na. With my wife in Tennessee, one day she called to me, said, Virgil, quick, come and see, there goes Robert E. Lee. Now I don't mind chopping wood, and I don't care if your money's no good, just to take what you need and you leave the rest. But you should never have taken the very best. The night they drove old Dixie down, and all the bells were ringing. The night they drove old Dixie down, and all the people were singing. They went na 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 na. My father before me, I will work the land. And like my brother above me, who took a rebel stand. He was just 18, proud and brave. But then a Yankee laid him in his grave. And I swear by the mud below my feet, you can't raise. Na 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 na
So are y'all doing the soundtrack to The Last Waltz? Are you doing the full like set list of what they did that actual day? Or
mixture of both. I mean, you know, the original set list is what, like 40 songs?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So obviously we're not going to do an entire 4-hour show. Mm-hmm. We don't have enough time, space, or people for that.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're picking some of the ones that aren't on the actual recorded video, you know. Like W.S. Walcott, you know, I mean, you're not going to see that one on there. It's just one of our personal favorites we kind of picked up out of there, you know.
How'd y'all narrow down the list from, you know, 40 to about 24?
You know, we tried to get a healthy mix of stuff people know and, you know, the deeper cuts. But, you know, we knew we were going for a, you know, 2.5-hour kind of show. So it was definitely hard to cut some tunes just because, you know, it's hard to find a loser in the batch. They're all just classic tunes, but you know, there are a few in there that's like, well, this wouldn't, you know, be feasible to get a full, you know, orchestra up here to do this.
The resources is kind of a deciding factor in a lot of that as well.
So how close to the original tunes are you playing these? I mean, are you playing them pretty close to how the band played them, or are you kind of switching it up a little?
We're going off the Last Waltz versions.
Okay.
We're trying not to dig to listen to the studio cuts of them. So me personally, I mean, I've been trying to just listen to the Last Waltz versions.
Yeah, because there are differences from the studio versions. So if we weren't listening to the same tunes, we'd be playing different versions. So kind of helps.
Now, in the Last Waltz, they had a horn section. Are you all going to have a horn section?
We do.
Right?
We do, and we will.
It won't be as large as theirs, but we do have one.
Okay.
Yeah, we have a couple guys, Michael Hanna, Spencer Barker, and
that's Patty Steele.
And Patty Steele.
So,
and you never know. There might be another guest that hops on there and gets with it.
Yeah, we've had, once we announced, we started getting people messaging us and like, hey, can I get on this? And some of them have made it, some of them haven't, because it's just kind of hard to start fitting people in last second. Right. But
and it's the holidays that people are gone. And, you know, again, we're all musicians. We stay busy, so... You know, we were fortunate to catch these guys that are doing the project while they weren't doing anything, you know, so that's a big part of it as well.
And the rain.
Robert Locke, Adam Becker, Lisandro, Dave Griseldo, Garrett Brolin, and Derek Russell performing inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio at KUAF. They spoke with Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis. The last Waltz tribute concert takes place Wednesday night at George's Majestic Lounge in Fayetteville. Tickets are $10 in advance. Music begins at 9 Wednesday night. For more information, we have a link to the event at ozarksatlarge.com.